friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings, Voice of America listeners. I'm Muckbill Yabberow, and we'll be together for the next 2 weeks as I fill in for Sonny Young while he's on vacation. Welcome to the July 26th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. We start today's show with an update of the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup, as I have promised daily. I spoke with independent Rwandan journalist Anit Mugabo in Australia about the Zambia versus Spain match, where the Copper Queens lost 5-0 after their same fate to Japan in Game 1. We also discussed Nigeria, South Africa, and Morocco and their chances in their next games, and touched on which teams look the strongest after the games they've played. Take a listen.
On today's show, we have with us Anit Mugabo, an independent journalist from Rwanda that is at the Women's World Cup in Australia. Anit, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so very much, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I want to go over some of the excitement that's happening in Australia. The Zambia versus Spain game just finished. Coming off of a tough loss, 5-0 to Japan, how do you think Zambia did today?
I don't think that someone can get the right word to use for Zambia, but with a 5-0 defeat, they are second in the competition. I do not see Zambia can go far in the competition. It appears that their experience has got the better of them, and it is a huge challenge at this level where to compete against the best, you need to be at your best as well. Zambia debutant in this World Cup, and it appears that they are having to run the business of the World Cup the hard way of all the African teams at the World Cup here in Australia and New Zealand.
Absolutely. No, that's fair. As for Spain, what do you think Spain did well in order to get the victory today?
Spain are well constructive, and they know what they want. Again, they have a lot of experience. They have mature players. They know what to do if they have a ball, but it's different from Zambia because it is the first time for Zambia to be here. To attend the World Cup. So definitely experience means a lot when it comes to football, especially in sports, but in football, it means a lot. And also the preparation, Spain has been playing different competitions in Europe. Again, like I told you, Zambia, it is for their first time to be here in World Cup. So I think they still have a lot of things to learn and to see that maybe next time they can do it. But for sure, I think everyone who follows football knows that Spain was going to do something, but we didn't. For me, I didn't expect 5 goals.
Right. No, that is fair. Like you said, inexperience is very. It's one of those things where you just have to go through it. The other African teams that are in the Women's World Cup as well. So we spoke about Zambia. There is South Africa, Nigeria, and Morocco. How are these teams doing, and what's the likelihood of them making it to the knockout stage?
Nigeria have the character and pledged to take on the best because they have been here since the World Cup started in 1991. And the biggest challenge for Nigeria is for them not to be overwhelmed by internal problems. If the Nigerian team can be proper managed off the pitch as well as on the pitch, I see no reason, because they have caliber players like Oshola, like their captain, even this goalkeeper Chiamaka, who plays at Paris Saint-Germain in France. I think they have a good players, but at the same time they have also their problems. But again, in my opinion, I think that Nigeria can do better. Obviously, the way they played against Canada, it's also they showed character. So I'm hoping that they are gonna do. They are gonna try their best because they know very well if they fail, if they don't get points tomorrow, it will be a big trouble for them. So I think they are gonna do well. And also remember, they are in a tough group. As you know, the performance is the opening game against Canada, and Canada is the one who are Olympic champion. Shows that Nigeria on their day and can effectively compete and defeat the best team in the world, because they held Canada, and remember Sinclair got a penalty, but they just defended well. So I think even though they will not be at home tomorrow, you know, Australia will be in front of their fans. I think they can do better. Because they know very well that they have to perform and they have to show what they can tomorrow. If they don't do it, then it will be a big problem. So for Morocco, they are humiliated 6 in defeat to Germany. You remember for the first game shows that they are. Also having to deal with the reality of what it means to compete at the World Cup, and also it was the first time for them to come here. The Moroccans have a long way to go. Fortunately for Morocco, they have the administrative and technical support around team plan for the development of women football in Morocco. I predict, oh, in my opinion, I can just say that in the next few years, the Northern African who are representing the Africa Arab teams at the World Cup finals not become serious contenders. But for now, there are some hard reasons for the adaptants. I think it can be area to say that maybe African teams can go through, like the way you said it, Morocco, Zambia, and South Africa. Of course, South Africa, we are defeated. But like I told you, I think Nigeria can do better when you compare to Morocco and Zambia and also South Africa, even though South Africa are the champions in Africa.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair assessment. You know, in the group stages, because there's so few games, it's very important not to lose your first game, and then it's very important to not lose it by a big margin either. So you're right, Nigeria with that 0-0 draw against Canada puts them in the best position. South Africa had an opportunity. Because they were up 1-0 against Sweden, but then they conceded 2 goals, and that puts them in a bad position because their group is very strong as well. You mentioned what the African teams have to do to better their chances in the World Cup. If you were to specifically pick any players that have impressed you so far in the tournament, or possible early predictions on the Golden Boot, who would you say?
I think it's too early to start picking out of individuals. We just had the first round games. Now tomorrow they will start the second game in the group stages. We are now in the second, you know. So I think we with 3 rounds of games played, we will be in a better position to assess the individual quality and the performances for the African players featuring at the World Cup finals. But for now, for real, there's no one I can tell you, even though some players have names like Oshura in Nigeria, who plays at the FC Barcelona in Spain. But there's nothing right now you can say that she was capable to show something. So I think this question is somehow tricky, but also for me, I can just tell you that we can wait maybe until the end of the game in group stages is where maybe we can see, because Nigeria, Zambia had good have good players, even Morocco have good players, South Africa also like that. When you compare to Africa, but when it comes here to the World Cup, you see there's no one who perform, there's no one who deliver like the way they used to do in Africa. So for now, I think, for instance, for me, I can just say that it's too early for us just to start to pick up, or maybe picking up individual, you know, according to where this tournament is and also the results African teams have so far.
The U.S. national team has won the Women's World Cup 2 times in a row. How do you think their performance has been, and what other teams have you seen that have put on really good performances that can rival them?
We have Spain. Spain showed that they can do something, they can do better. We have Germany, they showed it. But you remember, we still have France, we still have Brazil in the tournament, we still have Japan. They are also good according to the history and also what they have been doing, especially in women football. But always America, US is always US, because they have a different, they have different players who knows what to do. They have Alex Morgan, they have their captain, even though he's going to retire. But it's a good squad, and they know how to do their things, and also to grab or maybe to win this trophy. You can say that it's a character for them. So I think they have many chances, in my opinion. They have many chances, but also competition is a competition. If they will be strong and prepared enough, they will absolutely, they will take it. If they will not be well prepared, maybe we can see another challenge. But for now, I can say just 60% or maybe 50%. They have 50% according to the history, according to their coach, according to the players, and also according to the fans they have. Because as you see, when you see U.S. plays, you just see that a lot of people are here and supporting them. And when it comes to players who really knows how this how to win this trophy, it feels, then it just brings magical to them, and also it gives them resilience, and also it gives them to challenge themselves, but also to challenge their opponents, and to the courage to see that they can defeat their games. Even you saw, or maybe their performance in the first game, it was good. So I think they're gonna do better in this World Cup, and that's why I can tell you that I can just give them maybe 60%. So we will see, because no one has been challenging them, you know, even in Europe, Africa. So I think they will do better.
Absolutely. No. Thank you for your insight, Anit Mugabo. We definitely will be reaching out back to you as the tournament continues. Please enjoy the games for us as well. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so very much, and have a nice time, please.
Sticking with the Women's World Cup, Chukwuleta Chikozi, an African women's football analyst, spoke with reporter Mike Mbonye about the 6-0 loss the Atlas Lionesses of Morocco suffered in their match with Germany. Chikozi says Morocco's loss is due to inexperience and pressure as they faced the 2-time Women's World Cup champs. The Atlas Lionesses play South Korea on Sunday, and Chikozi warns any team that underrates the Moroccans is taking a big risk, because they are a good side and will continue to get better as the tournament continues.
My take is that in a match where a World Cup debutant were trashed by a 2-time World Cup champion was an honest expectation. That 11-minute goal by Pop startled and unsettled the young side. Like every World Cup debutant playing against world champions, it is not out of place to be jittery. To show how determined they were to score, they did not go into defense mode, though such may not do them any good, as the Germans were more experienced in all departments. They looked dangerous when they managed to get the ball forward. But ultimately, the quality of the two-time champions really shone through the opening Group H match. They couldn't have asked for a better start to their World Cup campaign, I mean Germany. Morocco are not the first African World Cup debutants to Germany with high margin. Nigeria lost 0-4 to Germany in 1991. But in 1999, Nigeria Super Falcons were in the quarterfinals. So the world should wait for these girls in the next photos. Their coach, Pedros, during the World Cup preparatory stage, called for a realistic expectation as success will be marked in smaller steps. They may not have won their first match and may not win other of their group matches, but that is not the point of their journey. The fact that Morocco is playing in this tournament and that its women's team exists at all is such an inspiration and measurable sight for Africa. From a country where football is revered, but where interest in women football is a phenomenon, their appearance in Australia, to me, has raised African women football profile. African governments and CAF investments in women's football is yielding results.
Morocco conceded 2 own goals in the game against Germany. Is it a sign of pressure on the Moroccan team?
Well, I think both pressure and inexperience played out in those jittery moments that saw them increasing the tally for the Germans. Moroccan goalkeeper Khadija, who to me should serve as the team's motivator going by her history in the team and female football in Morocco, did not look confident, and clearly that impacted her defenders. The Germans ran riot in that pitch, and such chaotic moment, anything can happen, you know, especially for a team like the young Atlas Lionesses. Despite the scoreline, Morocco did create some chances and will have to take confidence from that ahead of their next match against South Korea.
The Atlas Lionesses will take on South Korea in their next group game on Sunday. What's your take on the game?
Well, any team that wants to look down on this Moroccan side based on this result may do that at their own risk. The match against Germany has shown them exactly how tough the tournament can be. Like they said at the end of the match against German women, it is time to regroup and come back stronger for the next matches. They are not licking the wounds of the loss, but being realistic in their expectations and hoping to mark their successes in smaller steps.
That was Chukwuelette Chukwueze, an African women's football analyst. She spoke with reporter Mike Mbonye from Okwa, southeast Nigeria. In more football news, the head of Uganda's Football Association says the East Africa Pomoja joint bid to host AFCON 2027 stands a great chance of winning, since the entire East African region has never hosted the Africa Cup of Nations. Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania are bidding jointly and says it will help improve the soccer infrastructure in the region. Reporter Magume Davis Rukaringi has more from Kampala, Uganda. Sporty greetings, Magume.
Sporty greetings to McBeal and our listeners. Moses Magogo, the head of federations for football associations in Uganda, said Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania have all it takes to win the bid to host the 2027 Africa Cup of Nations. He told reporters yesterday the South African bloc stands a great chance because of Confederation of Africa CAF rotation policy when granting hosting rights for Africa's biggest football tournament.
Now, we believe that apart from Botswana and us, we are the only ones that have never hosted. And the rules of CAF are very clear. The opportunity is given those who have never hosted. It's a rule. We also believe in our bid because it's only bid which is being supported by 3 federations and 3 heads of states.
In May, Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania submitted a bid known as the East Africa Pamoja to Africa's soccer governing body, CAF. Pamoja is a Swahili word meaning together. Other countries that are seeking to host the 2027 AFCON are Algeria, Egypt, Nigeria, and Botswana. Host countries get an automatic place at the finals. But Magogo says hosting a tournament of AFCON stature provides opportunities beyond appearance at the finals.
We further believe that this will improve on our sports infrastructure landscape. We also believe that it will be a turnaround for this region to start competing competitively in football on the African continent.
A host country or countries must have at least 8 stadiums, 6 of which need to hold at least 40,000 fans. The host or hosts must also have approved 5-star facilities such as hotels, hospitals, and an international airport. The bid needs to be supported by the government or governments. Leon Senyange, a sports analyst in Uganda, is cautiously optimistic about the Pamaja's bid's chances of getting approved.
Uganda expects to build 3 stadia in 3 years. Any Ugandan who has lived in this country and seen infrastructure development will highly doubt that. For Kenya, yes, they've tried to improve their infrastructure. They probably have a lot more work to do. Tanzania could be top with, I think, a facility or two. But that is only in Tanzania. So what happens to all the others? I think there could be a lot of playing of catch-up in terms of infrastructure.
Currently, Uganda does not have a FIFA-approved stadium. Nasir Nchimbi is a sports reporter from Tanzania. He says East Africans should be excited about the Pamoja project. Nchimbi says, despite the challenges, East Africa is capable of hosting.
I think the East Africa Pamoja bid is one of the most fascinating projects in soccer in CECAFA region. And once we are going to be able to have a successful bid, I think it will open doors for our countries either going solo or having another project by together to host another Africa Cup of Nations and hence the World Cup.
Magogo says all local FAs in East Africa are in tandem in organizing the entire bidding process. Sudan is the only country in the entire East African region to have hosted AFCON back in 1970. For the Sunday Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Ruakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
On the track now, we go to the Diamond League. Andy Edwards spoke with Ethiopia's Gude Sagai after she won the women's 5K. He asked her about her performance and what distances she may potentially run at the World Champs.
Gudaf, that victory, that win, what does it give you in terms of confidence looking ahead to Budapest and what you can do at the World Championships?
Today is before I'm happy because today I'm not focused my time. Focus is for win because I will try for World Championship because even 10,000 before 20 days I ran fast time. My second run 29, no light, no good weather, very fast time for me, that one. But even 1500 meter, I try Rabat, and then no try 5000. But today is my focus. Stephen is strong athlete, even Kenyan strong athlete. I try for World Championship, no my focus time today. Easy so, for me.
Would that mean that you would like to run both the 5 and 10 at the World Championships, or do you favor the 10 only?
I don't know, because this is for my coach. 3 event is number 1 for Ethiopian time, but I don't know which one run. I don't know, because this is for my coach, me, my focus training only.
When do you have to make that decision? If you, in terms of the World Championships and what you run, is there a deadline? When do you have to make that decision?
For me, good. All good for me, no problem. Yeah.
Andy also caught up with Saifan Hassan. Despite her third place finish in the 5K, she broke the European record with her time. He also asked her about the upcoming marathon races and what other distances she'll race.
You broke the European record in the 5,000 here. Does that help you decide for Budapest, the World Championships, whether you run the 5 and 10 or the 15 or what?
I don't know which distances, but it really helped me because I have done some 5,000 meters in America, and it was not really good. And I thought, you know, the marathon impacted me a lot, and I didn't have confidence I would run this time. But I know I will go hard and my self tired to make. I'm really Dutch and English.
Do you think you need to?
I need to make myself tired, and I did. I'm so grateful. I'm very happy.
So was it in a sense of, as you say, getting yourself tired? Because whatever you do in Budapest, it's going to be a big challenge. It always is.
Yeah, that's why I was asking my manager yesterday. I say, how the race is gonna be? She's like, nobody asked the pace, the race will be slow. I was like, no. Because there is in Budapest a great woman. I have to make myself tired and I have to see how far I can go. And it is amazing. I'm really grateful. I'm like everywhere. My 5K marathon is 2 months ago this, and in 2 months, 5,000 meters, 14:30, I can see more inside me. Like, I have really a great trainer.
Just one more question. Autumn is marathon time. Would you be thinking, I saw you run in London and it was an extraordinary performance. Would you plan on running an autumn marathon, one of the big marathons?
Yeah, in 2 months I'm going to run Chicago. So that's why I didn't really have any confidence on my speed, because I'm not totally focused on the track. Even I'm running Budapest, I'm focusing on Chicago and Budapest. A little bit shock for my body. And I'm grateful. Alhamdulillah, I'm really grateful.
Thank you.
That was Andy Edwards in London. And that's a wrap for the July 26th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Mukbil Yabaro in Washington, filling in for Sonny Young. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
VOA's English to Africa service celebrates its 60th anniversary on August 4th. Help us celebrate by sharing your thoughts on our programs. Send a voice message or a text to this WhatsApp number, +1202-258-3076. Tell us what your favorite program is, or let us know about a report we did that mattered to you. Recall a favorite memory about VOA Africa, or tell us what stories you think we should cover or how we can improve. That number again is +1202-258-3076. Tell us your name and where you live, and you might hear your comments on our shows. And thanks for 60 years of support.
Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA Africa is your trusted source for news, sports, entertainment, and music. Stay engaged with VOA Africa. We love to hear your voice. You can call us 24/7 on WhatsApp and leave a message. Leave comments, requests, or greetings. We may play your message on VOA Africa. Dial the international code +1. Then 202-258-3076. VOA Africa is always happy to hear your voice. The number again is the international code +1. Then 202-258-3076.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African Beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo, and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. and it's happening right here. Mondays through Fridays at 0905